This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a few hours, British members of Parliament will take a no-confidence vote in British Prime Minister Theresa May.
The Prime Minister and her government have already been found to be in contempt of Parliament. Her behaviour today is just contemptuous of this Parliament and of this process.
That's Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn speaking to Parliament just a short time ago. If May loses the no-confidence vote as she's expected to, she'd be removed as party and government leader after the Prime Minister postponed a vote on the Brexit deal that she had negotiated with EU leaders, saying it didn't have enough support to pass Parliament. There's been some widespread speculation that soon-to-be former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley might run for president in 2024. However, she basically shot down such speculation during an NBC interview this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's former lawyer, will be in a courtroom today to be sentenced after he pleaded guilty to tax and financial violations. The Cohen issue coming up during a Reuters interview of President Trump.
The president said he's not concerned about possibly being impeached and says he thinks people would revolt if that happened. The president told Reuters it's hard to impeach somebody who hasn't done anything wrong. He also claimed that payments made by his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, didn't violate campaign finance laws. In court documents, prosecutors say the payments were directed by the president, and they do violate those laws.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King reporting. The city of Chicago facing a pension crisis. Today, the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, is expected to call for tax revenue from a city casino and the legalization of marijuana to be dedicated to pension funding. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Just getting some economic news in. It shows consumer prices slightly higher last month. The Labor Department reporting the index rose 0.2% in November and 2.2% year-to-year. Rising costs of used vehicles, medical care, and housing accounting for the gains. Analysts had expected to see no change on a month-to-month basis, though the year-over-year gains were forecast. Republican Senator Rob Portman and Democrat Sherrod Brown have sent a letter together to General Motors Chief Executive Mary Barra asking for more details on plans to cut back on car production in North America. Senators Portman and Brown are pressing GM into reversing the decision and to commit to building all future electric vehicles for the U.S. in the U.S. CBS News reaching a settlement with three women accusing veteran journalist Charlie Rose of sexual harassment. The lawsuit claiming that Rose made physical contact with the women and that CBS was fully aware of his behavior. A statement from CBS saying the matter has been resolved and that the settlement amount is confidential. And there's been mixed reaction to a Canadian church that's updated its nativity scene at St. Joseph's in Montreal. The nativity has all the participants wearing modern clothing, and the manger's roof has solar panels on it, while the three wise men are riding Segways. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. And right now, we get to listen to James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I like what you wrote here. Quite the contrast of Ann Coulter, who said Donald Trump could be the last Republican president will ever see because the way the game is being rigged. But you put the challenge right back on the Republicans, saying, look at the GOP can win in 2020, but they got to step up their game.
You know, I love Ann, but she is a pessimist, and she's trying to basically get some action on the two big issues, which I agree with her on. One is, of course, voter integrity.
Exactly.
The other is border integrity.
Right.
And both of those are very important. However, the media and the Mueller camp and the deep state and the Democrat Party have a goal. And it is to make the Republican base despondent, to fill us with gloomy thoughts. And unfortunately, Ann is playing into it. But by particularly using these Mueller documents, which legally have no meaning whatsoever, there is no way that there's no crime being alleged that the president committed. There is being alleged a very bad case for campaign finance violations, which are normally handled with a fine, which is what they did when Barack Obama was accused of $2 million in campaign finance violations and got a $375,000 fine.
Yeah, how quick we forget when it's something the Democrats did, right? But he also,
right.
And of course he reminded us that there was nay one scandal in his administration, right?
Right. So though they're painting the doom and gloom and saying, you know, basically it's over for Republicans, and like Ann Coulter says, you know, I mean, ballot harvesting, we know it has to be addressed. But the real truth is, of course, that the Republican Party is in a better position than the Democrats to not only take the White House again, but retake the House of Representatives, keep the Senate. But there were things that they have to focus on. They have to, that's why I said, you know, they have to step up their game.
Mm-hmm.
And they're already working on one of them, and that's voter data.
Right.
Another one that they are doing well in, shockingly, is party unity.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is picking the right issues to communicate to the voters. Now, well,
James, I like your optimism, but I mean, I've been challenged by, you know, the lack of a level playing field. What the Democrats got away with in 2018 and seemingly continue to get away with because nobody's saying anything. Of course, it becomes so obvious that all these districts that had problems, it was all Democratic operatives that were leading the way, and it was all about Democrats. There was nothing. I mean, we didn't find any excess ballots in the trunks of rental cars that were all Republican. They were only, you know, interestingly enough, Democrats. So that's suspicious. I mean, you know, the basic, I've been saying, you know, a basic course in statistics will tell you that's near impossible. And of course, this past weekend, they had to come up with a story that, oh, you know, in North Carolina, it's on the Republican side. And like the Democrats were trying to rally about that until they realized the guy that was leading the way for the Republicans was a former Democrat operative. So the Democrats got cheating down really good. And if the Republicans don't do something about this, as you and I discussed before, I mean, here it is, Mueller, with the Mueller campaign, his probe, $25, $28 million and counting they've spent so far. And it's all about the Russian collusion when, you know, some people thought, hey, look at, why don't we take something and let's go for a broader view. Let's look at voter integrity. What happened in the 2016 elections, you know, at large, you know, forget about, include the Russian collusion. But what about the domestic collusion that was involved, the stuff that we're finding out from, you know, Podesta and Clinton, Barack Obama and his apparatchiks, you know, what's the deal there? I mean, we're stepping over all these criminal offenses to go and chase windmills like Don Quixote.
Well, you're absolutely right. We must address that. Now, it's being addressed in Florida, at least reportedly, by both the current governor, Rick Scott, mm-hmm. future governor, Ron DeSantis. There will be investigations. It's going to be investigated in other states. Arizona's launched an investigation. Probably,
well, they should.
You know, a state like California, where I live, mm-hmm. The legislature has a supermajority. They've gone from the frying pan into the fire with the governorship, from Moonbeam Jerry Brown to crazy Newsom. And so it's going to be very difficult to get a state investigation, but there needs to be a federal investigation.
Right.
But
they made it legal. Well, they made it legal to ballot harvest. That's how you flip a red county or red voting district totally blue. That's how you do that in one voting cycle, James. Are you kidding me?
That's one of the big, big issues. But all that being said, at the end of the day, when the dust settles, you know, of course, the Republicans got stronger in the Senate, mm-hmm. and President Trump will not be removed because there are not 20 Republican senators who are going to flip over anything Mueller comes up with in terms of evidence. Mm-hmm. And so President Trump's going to be at the top of the ticket in 2020, an incumbent far stronger with a track record than anything that he was in 2016. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats are going to have an open, crowded field with a couple dozen crazy presidential candidates, including mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton. They're going to storm the debate stage. It's going to be bloody.
Right, that's what I was going to say. It's going to be a bloody mess. You imagine what it's going to be like? Oh, my gosh.
So surprisingly, the Republicans are more unified today, certainly, than they were when Trump first was inaugurated. You've got people like Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell who are, you know, they're not 100%, but they're pretty much on board with the mm-hmm. with the populist Trump agenda.
Right.
And something people don't know about is that the Democrats are having real problems with their voter data. They are bickering about it. And the state Democratic groups refuse to cooperate with the Democratic National Committee, whereas the Republicans have had a shared voter database that they used very powerfully in 2016, and they've been padding it, and guess how? These MAGA rallies.
Yes.
They're signing up new people. Mm-hmm. They're getting deeper into the Democrat base, and the people that work in the campaign say the Democrats will never be able to catch up. And here's a quote from Michael Caputo, one of the campaign strategists that's involved with this.
Mm-hmm.
He said the data operation the Republicans will have in 2020 will make 2016 look like child's play.
Well,
so that's one. We don't hear about that.
No,
that's
we don't.
An advantage.
James, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. We've got more from James Hurston after this.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like us, fresh and independent. Bill Martinez here. James Hurston still with us, New York Times bestselling author, commentator. media analyst, law professor, you know all that. Anyway, as we continued our conversation, James, you're saying the Republicans, I mean, this is good news to hear that they're getting, you know, their act together. They realize that, they're, you know, the ground game is critical, all this stuff that's going on. But maybe they need to fight fire with fire in these areas, even just for fun, if nothing else, just to torment the Democrats in California. I mean, if they're going to harvest, if they're going to harvest ballots, I mean, why not the GOP harvest ballots?
Well, they will. There's no question about it. The California GOP has already said it caught them flat-footed. It was intentional because the Democrats passed the law. They knew what it was going to be, and you know, there was, and for sure that some of this stuff was fraud. And if it's investigated by the feds, it'll be uncovered, and I hope it is. But at the same time, here's what, you know, I mentioned the issue of party unity.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans are showing a surprising degree of party unity. The Democrats are fractured.
Oh, yeah.
They are having serious divisions between the big, wealthy, so-called progressive donors are enamored with the far left. They love this Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. They love this notion.
Yeah, she can't even figure out how many branches of government exist.
No,
every time there's something new, it's like
the latest.
Oh,
she says she's Jewish.
Yes.
And so she's kind of...
Well, I think she used the same DNA researcher as Elizabeth Warren. Is that what you're going to tell me?
Elizabeth Warren, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I think that she's in the category of Elizabeth Warren.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Because of this left-wing constituency and donor base, they're driving the Democrats to alienate their base, to alienate the working class, the same people who played a significant role in the last national presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
So they have these Democrats supporting open borders, new legal definition of gender, taxpayer funding for abortion. I'm talking about the presidential candidates.
Right.
We're talking about Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren. They're going to lose portions of their base. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign and the RNC need to pick their issues to bond with working class voters. Now, certainly,
yeah,
those issues are voter integrity, border integrity,
right,
but they're also school choice. They're
exactly.
Also increased parental power for kids' education. There's also real limitations on the abortion industry. Those are winning issues for the Republicans, and they've got a blueprint to kick butt in 2020.
Yeah.
And guess what? Trump, when he gets through with this period with tariffs, which he will, when the dust settles, I know Peter Navarro. Trump has the best economic team ever with Larry Kudlow,
right,
Peter Navarro, Stephen Moore,
yeah.
And we are going to see a deal with China that will be an improvement. I absolutely know that will happen. It may not be exact.
James, it's already improved just by virtue of him calling the question. It's gotten better, but people can't see it, and the media is not about to report it. And of course, the Democrats, you know, they can't even accept what he did with NAFTA 2.0 with this new USMCA. They're not about to give him any kind of credit. I mean, so I don't know, and especially when 90% of the media is against him, so forget it.
So if we unite, we do our part, President Trump will have a landslide victory in 2020, and guess what? He'll have coattails, and that will enable the Republicans to retake the House, keep the Senate. That is, it's not just possible, it's probable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have to fight the voter integrity, the people, you know, especially the Democrats, constituents of dead people, and people who are here illegally. And but that's always been the case. And the best way to fight it is with massive turnouts.
Yeah.
Now, but you're right about the investigations. We got to do those investigations. And Ann Coulter's right. We got to build the wall. We got to stop this, these invasions. All of that is true. But we also have to win. And we can't get despondent, because what the media is doing with Mueller is trying to drive down the president's numbers to a level where some of the swishy Republicans turn on him, especially in the Senate. And that's their goal, and the opposite has happened.
Right.
The Rasmussen level, he's right below 50%. He's staying up there, and the reason is because people like your listeners, Bill Martinez, see through this mirage, the Mueller mirage. They know this is a scam. They see through it just like they've been seeing through the media for 2 years.
Exactly.
And so I think it's going to fail big time.
Well,
and I think it's highly likely that there will be no impeachment papers because Pelosi and the more veteran Democrats remember what happened to the Republicans when they drew up impeachment papers against Bill Clinton. Even though they were successful in the House, it hurt them. And it will hurt the Democrats as well.
Well, James, it's like all this hyperbole they're on, you know, that, after the president finishes up his term, he's likely to go to prison and all this stuff from Adam Schiff and, you know, these other people from, you know, the Democratic Party, the things they're saying. I mean, they're losing credibility here, James. And you can't go around and say this kind of outlandish stuff and have nothing to back it up. After 2 years, $28 million worth of the people's money, and all you've got is hyperbole. See, this is the emptiness of the Democratic Party. They are really demonstrating what they're all about. They have no substance. They've got some sizzle, but that's about it. There's no substance to anything. This is why their messaging fell flat. This is why Hillary Clinton, though, spending what? She outspent Trump 5-1 at least? 5-1?
Something like that.
And the basis was
didn't matter.
You got didn't message matter. Versus no message. So the message
exactly
always
right.
wins, James.
It does, and you're absolutely right about the credibility. And for those that are paying attention, Adam Schiff has zero credibility. Robert Mueller has zero credibility. His investigation has zero credibility. And most of all, the mainstream media and polls show it. Has no credibility. And so this is why the president's approval rating stays so high. And this is why there is cause for optimism, but it's not cause for complacency on any level.
Exactly.
The left fights on every front. And we have to do that. We have to walk and chew gum at the same time. We have to fight this border battle, the voter integrity battle, but we also have to use our advantages. Our goal should be to retake the House, keep the Senate, reelect Donald Trump.
Well, James, I think to your point in all this is that people are starting to wake up, particularly Main Street, to realize that the cultural war has intensified. Like, gosh, I almost want to say like never before, but we know there's been other times in history that it is revved up. But, well, I'll tell you, it's really coming to a climax here, and people are realizing, look, we got to fight for this stuff. I mean, all this hashtag nonsense, and I say nonsense as much as, you know, the political correctness, invalidating people. You and I were just talking about the Oscars, and I almost brought up Kevin Hart, that there was, you know, before, you know, everything got tweeted out, and, you know, they looked back, you know, what, 8 years of some tweets that he put out there, and that, you know, that disqualified him. I mean, who's left standing if we go back
exactly.
10 look, years, James?
And look at the, you know how ridiculous. Now, look, I'm no fan of Kevin Hart. He's funny and all, but I'm not a fan. I don't like his politics. But to tell you one thing, here's the Academy are idiots. The Academy had a guy host the Oscars 2 years in a row who wore blackface on television, who had women ask women to grope his groin
right.
on television. They didn't ask him to apologize. And
no.
You have a guy who did a tweet 8 years ago, and they demand an apology and make his life, try to ruin his career.
Right.
And they chose him. The Academy chose Kevin Hart. Then they turned on him like the cowards that they are.
To be continued with James Hurston on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James. Merry Christmas.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to the Fall 2018 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, 4 out of 5 entrepreneurs are confident their year-end revenue will exceed that of 2017. And looking ahead to 2019, 67% plan to expand their business. To support that growth, 27% of business owners plan to hire in the next 12 months, an 11% increase from this time last year. One new challenge amid the positive outlook is the competition for talent during a period of record low unemployment, which has made finding qualified workers a more difficult prospect. Sharon Miller, head of small business, Bank of America.
Small business owners are increasingly confident in the economy and are planning to expand their businesses over the next 12 months. At the same time, a historically tight job market has entrepreneurs adopting new talent acquisition strategies, as 58% reported difficulty finding qualified candidates.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a few hours, British members of Parliament will take a no-confidence vote in British Prime Minister Theresa May.
The Prime Minister and her government have already been found to be in contempt of Parliament. Her behaviour today is just contemptuous of this Parliament and of this process.
That's Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn speaking to Parliament just a short time ago. If May loses the no-confidence vote as she's expected to, she'd be removed as party and government leader after the Prime Minister postponed a vote on the Brexit deal that she had negotiated with EU leaders, saying it didn't have enough support to pass Parliament. There's been some widespread speculation that soon-to-be former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley might run for president in 2024. However, she basically shot down such speculation during an NBC interview this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Nearly 40 kids a day are injured by TV and furniture tip-overs, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Since 2000, 450 children have died from tipped furniture or a falling television. With lots of shoppers buying TVs and furniture this holiday season, CPSC wants to remind you to anchor these items to the wall to prevent tip-over incidents. Anne-Marie Burkle's the acting chairman of the U.S. CPSC.
Please take a few minutes to anchor TVs and furniture this holiday season to save a life. This quick and easy step could prevent an injury or even the death of a child. Remember to anchor it for safety.
TVs should always be placed on a sturdy, low base and pushed back as far as possible or mounted to the wall. Keep heavier items on low shelves or drawers. Recycle older TVs. With anchoring kits available from major retailers and online, anchoring furniture and TVs is inexpensive and only takes a few minutes. Find out more information at anchorit.gov. Check cpsc.gov for recalls.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. Seema Verma joins us. Good to hear from her again, as always. She's an administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. But before we bring Seema on, let me give you a little bit of background here. If you need to change your current health plan or find a new one, now is the time to go to healthcare.gov or cuidadosalud.gov to update your information or select a new plan that best meets your needs. You only have until the end of December the 15th to make changes or select a new health plan during the healthcare.gov open enrollment period. Seema, let's bring you on and make sure people understand that there is a difference, because Medicare has already closed out. That closed out last week, right?
That's correct. The open enrollment that ends on December 15th is for people that are just seeking health insurance through the exchanges. So we have a lot of folks that were already getting tax credits and getting help paying for their health insurance, and they use the exchanges. For those individuals, there's an opportunity to look and shop around for new health plans. This year, we're excited that rates have finally, since Obamacare started, they finally leveled out, and we've actually seen decreases across the board nationwide of about 2%. Mm-hmm. And in some states, these decreases are actually higher, sometimes around 20%, 15%, depending on the state. So it's an opportunity for people to shop around. The other piece of this is that we do have more health plans that have come and that are offering on the exchanges, which is good, because when there's more choices, that means lower prices for individuals. And they have till December 15th to make that change. For the people that are already on a plan, they can either switch plans or usually they'll be automatically renewed for their plans. But again, it's an opportunity to shop around. They may find something that they like better that is more affordable for them. And for people that have never exchanges, it's an opportunity to see what's out there. If you don't have health insurance, you might actually be able to qualify for a tax credit or help pay for your insurance.
Yeah, you don't know what you don't know. And as you say, even for those who find themselves very content with what they have, look at it. It's open enrollment. This is a time to find out what else is available. Like you say, there's a lot of new things available that, you know, could mean, monetary savings for you.
That's exactly it. And we've tried to make important changes to improve the customer service, experience that people have. We want to make sure that they, that it's easy, that it's not difficult. We've streamlined the application to simplify the process. We're improving the content and just making that information easier for people to understand. We also have, people that want some more help or they want help from local experts. We have a help on demand feature that links consumers to local brokers that can give them, that hands-on experience either face-to-face or over the phone to help them with their decision.
Well, we're here talking with Seema Verma, and the whole reason is so that you're aware that open enrollment is underway. You've got until the 15th, and you don't want to miss the deadline, do you, Seema?
That's exactly it. December 15th is the deadline for people to make those decisions and buy a new health plan, and this is the only period to be able to do that.
And, of course, all this enrollment and everything, this starts, January 1st, right?
That's exactly it. Coverage will start January 1st. So it's an opportunity to select a new plan, to see what's available. If you don't have health insurance, you can also see if you qualify for some of the tax credits that are available, and it can just direct you to the program that will best meet your needs. So we have lots of people that are on hand to help answer questions. There's local help. You can even talk to a broker as well. But the easiest thing to do is come to the healthcare.gov website, which has been improved, and our focus is on making sure people have a good experience when they're using the system.
Exactly. Seema, who all can participate in the Marketplace open enrollment?
Really anybody who's looking for health insurance. It's an opportunity to shop around for plans. If you don't have health insurance, that's another opportunity to look to see whether you qualify for tax credits. You may or may not, but even if you don't, you can still select a plan. It's a place to go if you don't have health insurance to shop around from available plans.
Seema, as you mentioned earlier, we're still dealing with the Affordable Care Act. There's remnants of that. People are confused, frankly, about, the Affordable Care Act, what's in play, what's not. So this is another good reason why the Marketplace open enrollment is an excellent opportunity to really, be educated and find out exactly what is available. Get it outside all the punditry and all the, all the opinion that's flying around there. I often say on the show that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. But when it comes to your health, you don't want to be in the realm of opinion. You want to get the facts, right?
That's exactly it. And if you need health insurance, it's a place to go to shop around for plans. And if you need help paying for your health insurance, you may qualify for some of the programs that are available to help you pay for your insurance. So this is the place to go if you don't have health insurance. If you have it and you want to look around, see if you can get a better deal, this is a time and the place to go. Healthcare.gov through December 15th.
Well, and again, this is why this period of time is good for you. Even if you've already purchased coverage through healthcare.gov marketplace, it's a good chance to, good opportunity to review what you have, right?
That's exactly it. And this year, we do have more plans that are offering choices to consumers. So it's an opportunity perhaps to lower your premiums. And we have seen for the very first time that some of the policies that the president has put in place are really coming to fruition. Mm-hmm. And for the first time, we have that stability in the marketplace. We're not seeing the double-digit rate increases. In fact, in some places, we're seeing premiums that are being lowered by double digits. So it's a great time to come and shop around and see what's there. Because, again, we're not seeing the types of increases that we've seen in the past. And I know that's been a deterrent for many people because with their rates were going up. But this is the first time that they've leveled out, they've gone down, and in many cases those declines are very significant.
Well, this is great news for our listeners. Now, if people need some, help in their own community, how can they access community help and support?
There's a couple things that they can do. I mean, going to the healthcare.gov, but on that website we have what we call a help on demand feature. And it links consumers to local brokers who can help them with their decision.
Well, that's excellent. Again, you know, we've got a couple more minutes, so I want to remind everybody once again, Seema, that the Marketplace Open enrollment will end on the 15th of December, right?
That's exactly it. Opportunity, if you don't have health insurance or you need help paying for your health insurance, you can go to healthcare.gov. We have lots of resources available. We're trying to do everything that we can to make sure that when people are using healthcare.gov that it's a seamless experience, and we stand ready to help people.
Right, and this isn't a mystery. I mean, there shouldn't be any confusion, but if you have any doubts whatsoever about your coverage, then you need to make the call, right, Seema?
That's exactly it. And again, you know, the prices are a little bit lower this year. We also have more issuers. There's 23 new carriers on the federal exchanges for 2019. So that's, you know, again, and these 29 insurers are expanding into service areas, into new counties. So in the past, we had a lot of areas of the country that just had one insurer. So they essentially didn't have any choice at all. But under some of the changes that the president has made to stabilize the market, there are more choices. So that's an opportunity as well. I mean, even if you're in a particular network, you may decide there are other doctors that you want to see. And so it's important to check that out, see what's available.
And the Marketplace Open Enrollment is for anybody looking for insurance, right?
That's correct. I mean, people get health insurance through their employers. If you can't afford health insurance through your employer, it's possible that you might qualify for some assistance and to be able to get a different product on the exchange. Or if you're an individual that, you know, your employer doesn't offer health insurance or for whatever reason you don't have an ability to get health insurance, this is the place that you want to go. To get health insurance. And again, you may qualify for some of the tax credits that are available.
Well, once again, open enrollment ends December the 15th. This is for coverage that starts on January the 1st next year. And whatever you do, you don't want to miss the deadline, or you may have to wait another year, right, Seema?
Right. We only have, this is the opportunity for people, and you really, unless there's some change in your, you know, if you've changed jobs or some other changes in your income, this is really the only opportunity to come in and shop for health insurance.
Well, Seema, thank you. As always, we appreciate you being here to share the information. Really important. Again, a reminder, it all ends on the 15th of December, so you want to make sure you make that call. Seema Verma, Administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Thank you, Seema. Have a great day.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. A national survey of more than 1,000 U.S. drivers reveals a surprising disparity between attitudes and behavior when it comes to distracted driving. The survey was commissioned by Esurance to better understand why people get distracted when they're behind the wheel. One worrying finding is that more than 90% of those surveyed believe that texting while driving is not a good idea, but more than half of daily commuters continue to do it anyway. Stephanie Braun is the director of the Connected Car at Esurance.
Despite the fact that fatalities related to distracted driving are on the rise, the survey tells us that drivers are willing to take the risk and continue to give in to the lure of using technology while driving. We're seeing more automakers try to address the issue of distracted driving through semi-autonomous features, but nearly a third of drivers with in-car safety tech believe warnings, sounds, and alerts can be distracting as well.
For more information, visit www.esurance.com. That's www.esurance.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, you'd think a place like Washington, D.C. would be, you know, the capital of the Constitution. But it just is not very consistent. And it makes you wonder, doesn't it? As if somehow they know more than the Founding Fathers. But yet there they are, the headquarters for our legislature, our judicial branch, our government. And, wow, it's just like maybe there's just too much of themselves there that, you know, just, you know, I guess too much pride, as we know, when pride gets in the way, you will quickly fall. So, something has to be done. Well, you know, we just have to let them know who's in charge. According to the Constitution, that very thing they avoid, and the reason why they avoid it is because they know they're not the boss. We're the boss. It's we the people. Well, my good friend Daryl Talbert is going to be joining us now. He is a serial entrepreneur who owns 28 businesses, including one of the fastest growing sectors. We're going to talk about this in just a moment, because the thing about this show is that we're always looking to add to your day. We want you to actually miss us when you're not listening to us. That you say, wait, where's Bill Martinez? You know, what's going on here? Because, you know, we work hard to, you know, research things, whether it has to do with experts here that come on the show, book authors, information for you that's valuable, that will add to your day, that will make you a better person, hopefully. And my friend Daryl Talbert is that way. I guess that's why we got so connected. I mean, I feel like I've known him all my life. We just are just in so sync with one another. And, you know, our life is one of blessing. You know, we have been blessed, and we believe that it's our responsibility to, you know, pass it on, not to contain it. And Daryl, as I say, as a serial entrepreneur, has done that all his life. I mean, he has been driven to help others, and this is why he's been so successful. And he's bringing to us a great opportunity, and I know you've heard about this, because people are, you know, talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, and some of us wonder, well, what is that all about? Let me tell you, this is a new financial frontier. And like any new financial frontier, there's a lot of upside
to and money-making potential. And so this is why we wanted to bring Daryl on, so that he can break it down and help you understand as to what's going on, because no doubt you probably have had people come across your path and say, hey, are you investing in cryptocurrency? Well, let's make sure we get it right and we get the right information. And here's somebody who is an expert who can help us out. Daryl Talbert, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, buddy.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much for the introduction.
Did I lay that out okay? I mean, regarding, you know, the whole issue. I mean, your background, I could brag about you all day long. I mean, I just appreciate your heart and what you're all about. But, you know, as far as cryptocurrency is concerned, did I lay that out okay?
Yes. You laid it out extremely well, sir, and I appreciate it. You actually gave me goosebumps. I'm like, cool. This guy he's talking about. Wow, where can I get me some cryptocurrency?
Well, there's so much more. You think you're excited now. Wait till you really get some more facts here and understand, ladies and gentlemen, what cryptocurrency is all about. I mean, here recently I was reading that I think it's Ohio is now accepting tax payments in cryptocurrency. There's also a Mercedes dealership that is accepting cryptocurrency for the purchases of new Mercedes. So no doubt cryptocurrency is here. And it is going to be a growing part of our future. So it behooves us to understand what cryptocurrency is all about. So help us out, Daryl. What is it?
Cryptocurrency is just another form of payment. It's a medium of exchange. As we know, the very first form of payment or medium of exchange was barter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we moved into what they call script. Or checks, and then notes. And mm-hmm. Now we have digital currency. And what's excited about it is I call it a savings account on steroids. We are now in a paradigm shift. And allows the average person with a small amount of investment to live an above average life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's clearly there's upside, and like any frontier, when it's new, it's exciting and great opportunity for everybody. So as you say, it is the thing of the future. This is where. Okay, go ahead.
What's going to make America great again is more and more people getting involved in investing, more so in cryptocurrency, which is the investments of the future.
Mm-hmm.
Average person would invest a small amount of money of something that's never been seen in the history of investing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my second paradigm shift. I started in 1994 with my very first paradigm shift, which eBay came to the scene with Pierre Meteor. Amazon came to the scene with Jeff Bezos, and of course, Steve Jobs and Apple, and 98% of Americans did not invest.
Right.
Their stocks were a penny. They had to weather the storms, just like any other new frontier, had to weather the storms, had to weather the naysayers and whatnot. And the upside was millions and millions of dollars on small investments. And that's what I did in the 90s, and now it's full circle. Different platform, but same principle. Very small amounts of money will create large amounts of investments, profits. I have a client that invested 3 years ago, 2.5 mm-hmm. years ago, invested $300, and his investment is now more than $1.7 million and growing every day.
Off of cryptocurrency.
Off of cryptocurrency, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is the kind of potential. So you've been there, you've done it. Now it's just it's in a different form. Whether it was Amazon or iPhones, it's now in this particular case, it happens to be, you know, the manner in which we exchange, you know, goods and services. And cryptocurrency is on the horizon and coming at us like a tsunami, is it not?
Yes. In the 90s, they put $9 trillion in the infrastructure for Google, for Apple, for Microsoft, $9 trillion. Mm. This paradigm shift, $40 trillion to build the tunnels, the bridges, and the highways for cryptocurrency. And what that means is opportunities for everyone to, again, make large profits on small investments. And for one empire to rise, another one has to fall. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give everyone a for example. And you guys can look this up on YouTube. You can look this up on Google. Pundix, P-U-N-D-I-X. It is the new form of a POS system. So when you go in your gas stations, you go in your grocery stores, you swipe your debit card through their POS system. So
when you say POS, just so you know, when he says POS, he means point of sale, okay?
Correct.
Yes, right. Okay, go ahead.
So imagine every single last one of those being replaced with the new POS system, from the gas stations to the grocery stores to your marketplaces, with the new POS system. And that's what PundiX is doing. I mean, it's replacing PayPal, and I'm pretty sure everyone knows what PayPal is.
Exactly.
And so you invest a small amount of money in PundiX, mm-hmm. and you wait for the bridges, the tunnels, and the roads to be built, basically replacing the POS systems all across the country, and then your money comes in and bucket loads. Your profits come in bucket loads. And that's how you hear about individuals making tons of money in Bitcoin, making tons of money in Ethereum, in Litecoin, is because parts of the roads, the bridges, and the tunnels are built. And people are now starting to use them. Mm-hmm. And as people start to use them, your profits start going up.
Right. And what is this going to look like, say, 3 to 5 years from now, Daryl?
It's kind of like in the 90s when we transferred from typewriter to laptop. We transferred from beepers to cell phones. We transferred from library to Google.
Mm-hmm.
The transformation is going to be absolutely amazing. You're going to be able to exchange all your funds, exchange all your cryptocurrency through one POS system. And what's going to happen is the central banking systems, the Federal Reserve systems, and your regular banks that you normally see, your Wells Fargo, your Bank of America, and your Chase, they're going to slowly go away. And you're going to be your own bank. No more fees, no more monthly fees, no more transaction fees, no more middlemen taking the lion's share of your money.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be your own bank. Your banks are now going to be in a flash drive, or your banks are going to now be your hard drive to your computer.
Well, Daryl, for people who are interested and they want to get involved, I mean, you know, like you say, the investment is minimal here. And you may have been approached on this already. You can go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and on the right-hand side, you'll see Daryl Talbert, the Crypto Prophet. And just click on that for more information. We'll take down the information, pass it on to you if you're willing, to invest. There's, a couple steps to take, but we'll walk you through, and so that you can be a part of this new frontier and be ready to cash in. Because, as he says, the infrastructure is there. Daryl, we got to have you back to give us continuous updates, because this is exciting news and great prospect for all of us. Daryl Talbert on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Daryl. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for your time.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner. Schneider and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.